from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, boys and girls, welcome. It's a Saturday night. We've got a lot to get to. Thank you for being here. It's going to be a huge night tonight. I got to tell you, in the music segments tonight, we've got Chris Tomlin, Nashville CCM, Christian music recording artist, but co-authoring with him tonight on his two contributions, the former Lady Antebellum, now just Lady A in Nashville, and then in the second hour, Thomas Rhett, who I think that's from the Florida Georgia Line. Didn't he lead Florida Georgia Line? I don't know. I think he was with them at one point. Anyway, big show tonight for you, and we've got a lot to get to. Thank you for being here. In fact, it's so big. Guys, ask me how big it is. Yeah, how big is it? I might even do a wardrobe change at the halfway point. We might even have to bring in the specialists just to make sure I'm properly fitted for the second hour. We'll see. Anyway, welcome. Let's go to the big board. Let me show you what we do have on deck for tonight, because we've got a great lineup. Michael Harrison, who, to be candid, is just one of the coolest people to ever sit and have a cup of coffee with. He is the head of the Talkers Inc., Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine. They now also do a daily industrial newsletter to the music radio world as well. But he is kind of the ombudsman for the talk radio world to the greater culture on the issue of free speech. And they give an annual free speech award at their Talkers Convention, etc. This was a huge week for Talkers. They did their 24th annual convention on Friday, and it was just outside the New York area here at Hofstra University, and I was not able to be there, but this was a gathering of all the top names in talk radio, and many of them I count as very good friends, and very pleased to have them be here in the New York, greater New York area, to do that. And kind of interesting, they released their Heavy 100 list this week as well. And for the 12th year in a row, I am very humbled and very honored to be part of that, and want to say thank you to Michael and Kevin Casey and all the guys at Talkers Magazine for doing such a diligent job on the Heavy 100. It's the list of supposedly the 100 most important voices in talk radio. And to be even just on the list for 12 years is really something that I'm very humbled by. Now, go back to the big board. As you see there, Kristen B. Tate, one of our favorites in the ladies' lounge tonight. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about with her. She hasn't been on the show in quite a while, and she is fired up. There's a lot about the economy. There's a lot about immigration. There's a lot about the administration that she wants to weigh in on. And then, as I said, our special musical slots tonight, Chris Tomlin with fellow artists will be live from the Grand Ole Opry for the first hour. And then in the second hour, Thomas Rhett, Lady Antebellum, joining him on those selections tonight as well. So that's all straight ahead. Now, I've got a very interesting dilemma to start the broadcast with tonight. Because as I opened my my news feeds this morning, and I'm reading through the headlines and seeing what there is, I just see this headline: Mexico's López Obrador says he called Harris, meaning Kamala Harris, president after meetings on migration. Now I feel like I need a Kamala Harris cackle button, where I can just, whenever there's something that's said that's very funny, I could just push it and she could, because she kind of laughs like the Wicked Witch of the East. Have you noticed this? And she always does it when she's asked a question that she doesn't know the answer to. Vice President Harris, can you give us the square root of the quantum physic of 347 by 740? And then she like looks at you like, well, why'd you ask me that question? And she does this all the time. In fact, if you go on Instagram or on Twitter or on Facebook or Snapchat or TikTok, you can find edit like long cuts of all of her edits of the cackling back to back in what are called supercuts. And it's really they're really quite funny, although they do tend to grate on the eardrum after about 15 seconds worth. But so the reason that this is interesting is that Mexico's president, López Obrador, said he called Kamala Harris president after meetings on immigration. Now, I can't imagine what on earth he would be thinking that she had earned the promotion for. But number one, let me just clarify some things. Nobody really knows who's president around here anyway. Anyway, last week, Joe Biden went to speak at a military gathering. And after he was, you know, making jokes that they didn't laugh at, which is what he does everywhere he goes, he tells jokes. The military men and women don't really get it. They just kind of politely like stare and kind of and then he insults them. And then he evidently forgot because they were all standing at attention. He's the commander in chief. So they're all standing until he releases them to be seated. And he just starts his speech. And just goes on for a good long while. And then he looks around and realizes everybody's standing up. And he goes, oh, please, 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 please sit down. Please sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. I keep forgetting that I'm president. He said the words. They came out of his mouth. Now, I don't know any president. I defy you. Go look at the history of every president prior to him. Donald Trump all the way back to George Washington. And see if any other president even once said, you know, I keep forgetting that I'm president. This is the weird world that we're living in this current administration. So we don't really know. Is he president? He doesn't seem to understand that he's president about half the time. And when he goes to speak to the military men and women, he forgets to let them sit down. I just stand up for my whole speech. That's fine. I'm sorry. Sit down, sit down, sit down. I forgot I was president. So and then, you know, that in the campaign and since the campaign, on more than one occasion, Joe Biden himself has referred to Kamala Harris as the president. You know this, right? It did happen once. It happened like four times. And you just have to wonder, like, again, in the history of the office, who ever even once referred to their VP as the president or was going to be a great president, you know, talking about their VP. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. And I know that people are willing to say, well, you know, he's a little bit old and, you know, he gets a little slow and so forth. And, you know, to some degree, I can forgive all of that. But there's a lot of questions about whether or not he's in charge anyway. I mean, those executive orders that he was turning out faster than lightning could strike after he got elected, like, I don't even know if he had time to read them. I mean, a busy day for Joe Biden is deciding which flavor of Jell-O he's going to have at the lunch counter. On any given day, that's a full day. Usually, if he gets through that, they call a lid. Yeah, we're done for the day. No more press. Go away. He lemon lime. That's what he got. Lemon lime. Now, get out of here. But to do this and to be on the reg going like, yeah, well, you know, President Harris. I forgot. I'm the president. but give a rousing round of applause to President Kamala Harris. Come on, Kamala. It's kind of like the time he told the guy in the wheelchair to stand up. Hey, I see you there. Yeah. Come on, Randy. Stand up. Dude lost his legs in service to his country. So, you know, there's just he is president cringe on so many levels. But the thing that makes the Mexico story from the weekend interesting, that the Mexican president said, I called Kamala president, was that it came after a series of discussions on immigration. Now, mind you, she is the person that probably should be taking that meeting because President Biden put her in charge of the border issue. She's officially in charge of border security. God help us all. She's the one that's supposed to be overseeing it, watching it, getting back to him. And you know, like how President Trump said to Mike Pence, you go be in charge of the coronavirus response. We're going to pinpoint everything through you. Get it done. And what did he do? Oh, he got six therapies approved. He got four vaccines started. He did the daily task force. He had things on like boom, like you can't say this anymore, but like white on rice. He was on it and he was not letting it go. Kamala Harris has been in charge of the border for 80 days, 80 days, 80. She's been in charge of the border. Just take a wild guess how many times she's actually made a visit to the border. But anyway, hey, Bueller, hands, guys, you got a guess? How many times has she? Nick is saying two. Ivan, you want to take a stab at it? He says one. Very brave guys. You would think that would make sense. Maybe a couple of times in 80 days. That's once every 40 days. That's almost once a month. How about zero? How about zero visits to the border since being put in charge of the border? Because that's what she's done. And then when Lester Holt had her on to interview this last week, he said, but Madam Vice President, when are you going to go to the border? And she says, we've been to the border. And he goes, no, you haven't been to the border. And what did she do?
Can we get a commercial break, please?
Coming right back, Michael Harrison, my first guest up tonight on Radio Night Live.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, the story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it. In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for being with us as the nation continues its comeback. We are glad to have you come back every Saturday night to be with us. And big thanks to all of our broadcast partners, great radio stations with the Salem Biz Talk Radio, GCN, CRN Digital Universes. We're grateful for all of those of you that are carrying the station and our television partner, Biz TV. Thank you as well. You know, it's fun in this day and age. And I do a lot of stuff during the week. I host a couple of shows daily of my own. I help John Katzenmatidis with his stuff and consult other talent and do other things. But on Saturday nights, I feel like we have the most fun of any of the stuff that I do. And I think this next segment or two is going to be very exhibitive of that, because my friend Michael Harrison, who, as we all know him in the business as the silver bullet against the government's intrusion of free speech. I mean, this man goes to the wall. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or liberal. If you're in the talk radio business, Mike Harrison has your back. And Michael, it's fun to have you back on. And there's a lot of things that we have to talk about tonight, because there have been some changes in the talk radio world in the last year. Maybe none more notable than kind of the big granddaddy of all, Rush Limbaugh, no longer in the business. How has the industry responded? What has the impact been? And where are we at now in kind of the aftermath of this very looming figure in this industry?
It certainly was a tremendous trauma to the systems and to the normal culture of the talk radio business. First of all, Kevin, thanks for having me on the show. And it's great Saturday night concept. It's beautiful. And thank you for the nice words.
Sure.
The impact of Rush Limbaugh was so large that he was part of the definition of what the format is about. Most of the hosts in today's political news talk radio are or were a variation of the basic model that Rush Limbaugh created. So culturally, aesthetically, business-wise, and otherwise, it's very difficult to measure the tremendous impact he had. Can you see me right now?
We lost your camera there for just a second, and you can hit that and bring it back. There we go. Don't know what happened. Sometimes the Goonies get in.
So it took away my concentration for a second. Basically, I was describing just how big he was. So there's going to be an effect. However, it's not the end of talk radio. If anything, it's a new chapter. It opens up a tremendous number of hours on a tremendous number of hundreds of radio stations right in the middle of the day for new talent to have a chance. In some cases, it's local talent that are given a shot. In some cases, it's other talent that are syndicated at that time,
right,
and are being made available. And the other issue, of course, is that there are people that are still playing the Rush Limbaugh show, which at this point is a group of, I think, four talk show hosts who are sort of guides. They're welcome to this museum. And they talk about current events, and they have hours and hours of Rush Limbaugh all chopped up and, you know, sound bites and speeches and things for different subjects. So I would say right now about a third of the stations, I don't, this is not totally accurate. And I don't know where it'll be as this program plays with its tail into the future. But as of the moment we're doing this, I would say about a third of the stations are staying with the Rush show. About a third of the stations are thinking about going local with a local host, and about a third are going with other syndicated offerings that other companies are presenting.
Well, I know in the universe I'm most familiar with is Salem, and of course Phil Boyce was telling me a year before Rush actually passed that when he had gotten his diagnosis that they needed to go find the next Rush Limbaugh, and they've introduced Charlie Kirk in markets that they're hoping he will catch on. Westwood has done the same with Dan Bongino. I heard Mark Levin give a very lengthy introduction one night to his show about why he turned down the offer to go to Noon
because of his loyalty to his 6 to 9 Eastern audience and the desire to just stay with the people that, that brought him, so to speak. So I know there's been a lot of intense interest, and it's good. When I hear you say a third of those stations are looking at local options, I get excited about that, because I think that as we start incorporating more local voices back into the mix, I think talk radio has a chance to diversify even more and become an even more important medium than it is currently in the landscape of things. You know, Rush's death came at an interesting time, because I think that in the aftermath of the Trump election and in the midst of the pandemic not yet being solved, when Rush passed away, it was right in that kind of middle of, you know, vaccine was out, but not everybody had it yet. And Trump had already left office and Biden was in. It was a very interesting time to lose a voice that had been so powerfully impactful in the national conversation. But Michael, I think a lot of people misunderstood Rush. And I know that when Air America and others came to the airwaves, the idea was, well, we've got to just do our version of politics like he does his version of politics. But what a lot of people did not comprehend, at least in that strategy, was that Rush was first and foremost a phenomenal storyteller and an amazing entertainer. And he just happened to wrap politics around those skill sets.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, he was even more of an entertainer when he started, which is what gave him that thrust to launch the show. Politics was part of it. It always was. But he was extremely entertaining, and he was funny.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we look back. Well, humor is very hard, and it's especially hard when you try to be funny.
Right.
And it's especially, especially hard when you equate entertainment, the word entertainment, with humor. A lot of people think, okay, be entertaining. Hey, let me tell you a joke. Sometimes entertainment could be drama. Entertainment could be sad. Entertainment could be, to one person, very boring to another. So I prefer to use the word engagement, that you have to be engaging. It's a very modern, it's an old word, but it's very modern in its use today. And
right.
That means you and I now are engaging each other in a conversation. You're listening to what I'm saying so you can pick up where you go, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and we're engaged, and hopefully the listeners and the viewers watching this are engaged with us. He was engaging. But when he started, he was sort of a conservative version of Jon Stewart. I mean, it was mostly humor, and a lot of the things that Rush did on the air that were interpreted by people who were his detractors as being arrogant, as being blasphemous, were really self-deprecating jokes. For example, EIB Network, Excellence in Broadcasting Network, that was originally a joke. He didn't
talent on loan from God.
Right. He was, it was actually self-deprecating in a way, when you overhype yourself.
Right.
And a lot of people got that. The thing is that if as many people were listening to Rush Limbaugh as claimed to hate him and disapprove of him or disagree with him, he would have been bigger than Milton Berle back in the golden days of television. And so many people have opinions of people in political talk that they personally don't know what they're talking about, because they've never seen the person or heard the person. They just hear what they hear.
Right. We're talking to Michael Harrison, who is the CEO of Talkers Magazine and the greatest advocate for free speech that this planet has. And we're very honored to have him on a very busy Saturday night. Thank you for being here. We're coming right back. Michael has dipped his toe into the world of rock and roll. We'll show you exactly what that looks like. Yes, show you when we come back. Stay with us.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to myburna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. Myburna.com. That's MYBYRNA.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Radio Night Live, there's a live shot looking right down into Times Square. So thankful for our great camera views that we're able to get each week. And right here in the heart of the busiest city on planet Earth. And it is coming back. New York is not over. We are coming back and we're going to be better and stronger than ever before. I just hope that the world does survive its reemergence. But Mike Harrison is with us. And Michael, you know, just before we talk about your song endeavor, pandemic was really a tough chapter for America in every way. What did it do to the radio industry?
What it did to the radio industry is it gave the radio industry a chance to, one, reflect what it did to the world, because radio reflects that. And what the pandemic has done is it exposed all of the weaknesses, all the cracks, all of the deficiencies, all of the fault lines, all of the inadequacies of our society and its systems and its institutions. It really put everything on display. So coming out of the pandemic, we're sort of like 8 or 10 years catapulted into the future of where we might have been technologically, sociologically, health-wise. Think about all the things that we have an expanded consciousness about today that we wouldn't have had had it not been for the pandemic. So that immediately affects talk radio because we're talking about massive levels of change. I guess they call it a sea change. So that's one. Two, in the industry, more people than ever working from home, broadcasting with a certain organic reality that would have been considered to be too grassroots, too non
not
hi-fi.
That's
not,
it.
Not yet, you know. And I think it caused broadcasters to be a little bit more real, a little bit more in touch with the content and the message as opposed to the glitz. And this was especially on television. I mean, watching CNN and Fox and MSNBC and all of these big time TV networks suddenly having their main anchors sitting in front of their bookshelves. Isn't it funny? The bookshelf has now become the choice of backdrop for modern digital home broadcasting.
You're right.
You know, what do we put us? We go in front of the books. You know, I should be in front of a computer screen or things. That's kind of a funny thing. So the culture of the business has changed. And it also changed the day parts, morning drive time, afternoon drive, going to work, coming back from work, lunch hour, all these things have changed drastically. So radio being so time sensitive, what time are you on? You know, is it, oh, that's dinner time, that's lunch, all of that changed. So it exposed some of the weaknesses and old fashionedness in how radio looked at itself. And we're now getting used to this new world. Believe me, nobody has this thing solved. Nobody has all the answers, but I think it's healthy to shake it up a little bit. Yeah. And that's what's happened both in terms of what we cover in radio and how we do the business of radio.
I appreciate that. And talkers, I just want to remind my viewers, talkers primarily started out by covering the talk radio business, but Michael has had a vested interest in keeping music radio going, and some of their efforts detail what's going on in that industry as well. So you're to be congratulated, Michael, on just the defense of broadcasting as a whole. You're not a talk guy, even though I know you've got our back. But you love radio, and you're just a fan of the spoken word and of the broadcast itself. Now, I got a very fun little note from you a couple of weeks ago, and you said you're always inquisitive about what we're up to, and you always check in and see how we're doing. And I have to tell people, the world of talk radio is a very small universe. There's only a handful of people that do this kind of thing, especially that reach millions and hundreds of stations and millions of people and everything. And so, you know, we get together on an average about once a year, and we talk about what we're doing. And the Talkers Convention is a must not miss for our industry. But Michael has this kind of fatherly influence on everybody that's there, and he checks in, he wants to know how you're doing, and he's a cheerleader for all of us. But you sent me this cute little note, Michael, and you said, "I've gotten back to my rock and roll roots." Now, I didn't even know you had any, but talk to me about what we're gonna hear in just a couple of seconds, and tell us how it came about.
Actually, Michael, I got ahead of myself. Hold on 1 second. We got to take a commercial timeout. And friends, it is not too late for you to help us save and liberate slaves in northern Sudan. We've been telling you this year about our goal of trying to liberate 192 human trafficked slaves. And we are very close to, we're moving closer to our yearly goal than I expected to be at this time. In fact, we are well over that at 131 of 192 rescued. That leaves only 61 to go before the end of the year. And friends, these liberations are ongoing. So some of them might even be home before we round out the year. Anyway, if you'd like to help, it's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We return with more with Michael Harrison and his new project coming up next.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Radio Night Live, so glad to have you with us. And Michael Harrison, more on his newest project coming up. This hour, Chris Tomlin and Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum, live from the Grand Ole Opry. And in hour number two, Tomlin with Thomas Rhett and Kristen B. Tate also joining us. Michael, tell us about your new rock and roll project.
Well, back in the day, I used to be an FM underground jock. I was one of the pioneers of album rock. We're talking many years ago.
You picked your own songs to play.
Yeah, we picked our own songs. And that's where I learned to do talk, because we talked a lot.
Right.
As a matter of fact, eventually I said, shut up and play the record so much that we all went into talk radio.
That's it.
We used to do these great conversations about the culture. I learned how to do that in music radio. I used to play a group called Gun Hill Road when I was the morning host of WNEW-FM in New York back in the early 70s.
Okay.
They had a big hit back then, back when my hair was short. And they had a couple of albums that were huge AOR, Album Oriented Rock Radio, which I coined that term. They were huge in that format. And I just knew them over the years, and they just never stopped. They went into other businesses, the three guys, great guys, but they never stopped. And in 2014, they released their third album, 19 tracks. I did the liner notes. I introduced them at the bitter end, remained friends. And then they went back in the studio during the pandemic year, and I joined them all via Zoom. And I wrote a song about animal welfare called I Know You're Real. And it's on YouTube, and it's part of their album. And I'm now an official member of the group. Is that weird? Think about it. 50 years ago, I played them on FM Underground Radio as a DJ. And now, in my elderly years, I'm a member of the band, and we have a hit. It's not like we're guys playing at the bowling alley. It's got a following. So,
well, and that's the thing
for me,
about,
it's just great.
That's the thing about new media, Michael, is that and look, YouTube has made stars of people that I've never heard of. In fact, I'll read some article and my wife will say, oh yeah, they're huge. You should know who that is. And I'm like, I've never heard of them. Well, they have 25 billion followers on YouTube.
Right.
Oh, okay, well, I'm not clicking through YouTube like that. But the way media is used, even spoken word media and especially music, and I think that's been great because it's allowed the expansion of creative artist work to go and to really find its own audience anywhere. You can have a song about anything, you can have a style about anything, and if you can sell it, if you can communicate it to people, you can find a following for it because of new media.
Yes, and it's a whole different paradigm than the old media and the world in which I grew up and the world in which I entered this business.
Has it put record companies out of business yet?
It's put a lot of them out of business. A lot of them have figured out other ways to make money through royalties and rights.
Yeah,
we're back to the day of intellectual property being valuable, as opposed to the day of, well, we'll embed this piece of vinyl with magical vibes called music, and we'll sell vinyl and cardboard. that's really what they were in, the vinyl and cardboard business. It's like newspapers are ultimately in the selling paper business,
right.
And we've had this transition into more of an ethereal, no middleman, no brick and mortar, no physical product. It's all intellectual property, and that's another transition that we've had to make into the 21st century, going from the selling of physical stuff to the selling of conceptual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Michael Harrison, congratulations on I Know You Are Real, or I Know You're Real. That's the name of the song, but the URL is iknowyouarereal.com. You got to spell it all out, but make that one word, iknowyouarereal.com. We'll get you there. And let's take a listen at this very moment to Michael Harrison, talk radio expert, but now rock and roll personality. I Know You Are Real.
I know you're real, I know you're real. I understand that you're real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind. Thank you. melody, singing in nature's sweet harmony. All of our spirits are here. We are cranes on the same golden beach. The light is not out of reach. I truly know you are real. The spark of life is in your eyes. I truly know you are real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree. A new day will dawn if we just have the will. I believe in thou shalt not kill.
I know you're real, I know you're real. Treasure I shall not steal. I know you're real, I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, tonight's musical artist, Chris Tomlin and Lady A.
it distant, just some words on a page, that you're nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters where no one else could pull me from the deep. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen you in a sunset, but in the eyes of a stranger on the street, that's who you are to me. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. I'm sure that everybody does. And I wonder when I stumble, am I still worthy of your love?
But I know that I get stronger when I'm talking to you